I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Protecting yourself from the sun's UV rays helps to lessen your risk of skin cancer and melanoma. To talk about skin cancer prevention and screening during the pandemic is Dr. Dirk Elston. He's a professor and chair of the Department of Dermatology and Dermatologic Surgery at MUSC. Dr. Elston, it's summertime, we have a pandemic underway, and people are outside as much as possible to lift their spirits and also get exercise. What do we need to know to protect ourselves from skin cancer?
Best times of day to be outdoors are early morning and late evening. When you're outdoors, be sure to wear a hat and wear your sunscreen and wear sun protective clothing.
How important are self-exams for skin cancer for us as individuals to just make sure that we don't have something new that needs medical attention?
Every adult should do a monthly skin exam. A new or changing mole, a new growing or bleeding lesion should be shown to some health professional.
And melanoma is a particularly serious type of skin cancer. What can you tell us about looking for changes that might indicate melanoma?
So think of A, B, C, D, E, which stands for asymmetry, border irregularity, color that's not uniform, diameter greater than 6 millimeter, and evolution in size, shape, or color. So a changing lesion. Those would all be reasons to have a lesion looked at.
Dr. Elston, during the pandemic, is it possible for individuals to have skin cancer screenings in general via telehealth or perhaps checkups for people who had some type of skin cancer in the past? Can all of those kinds of appointments be done with telehealth now?
Individual lesions of concern are suitable to telehealth visits, but all over skin exams, as we do for melanoma patients and other patients who've had skin cancer, still require an in-person visit. Of course, a biopsy requires an in-person visit. A pigmented lesion that's changing or growing in a patient, that's something that we really don't want to delay because of COVID.
And what's new with regards to melanoma, either as far as the diagnosis or treatment of melanoma in recent years?
We have really excellent advances, both in diagnosis and treatment. In diagnosis, we have next-generation sequencing that helps us. These are molecular techniques that we can do that help both with diagnosis, with prognosis, and with treatment options for the melanoma. And there are many new treatments that are much less toxic and can give dramatic effects in melanoma, even metastatic melanoma, that in years past we had no treatments for. Now it's a very different outlook with complete resolution of melanoma in some patients, even those with brain metastasis.
Dr. Elston, thanks for this update about skin cancer prevention and screening during the pandemic.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Keep safe out there and wear your sunscreen and a hat.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.